Mike Kliss is our 9 News Bronco Insider. Joins us on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline for his weekly chat visit with us. And Mike, I know you've been closely following this Nugget playoff run. You've had some great insight when you've come on with us. So how do you feel about them drawing the heat in the finals?
Yes, I think it's going to be a good series. The Heat, they got some heart, man. They got some mental fortitude. Good coach, Spoelstra. He's been to the finals a bunch of times, hasn't he?
Yep.
Not only with LeBron, but without LeBron. He's a good coach. So I still think Jokic, the Nuggets win. They got home court, and home court means something to the Nuggets. But I think the Heat are... They've been impressive this whole postseason, so I think they're going to win a couple.
So, Mike, I spent the weekend in my yard getting some things done, and I was digging through kind of the internet yesterday, looking for some Broncos topics. Anybody over there? What are they working? I mean, like, it's very, very quiet on the western slope when it comes to the Denver Broncos. What's happening right now?
Yeah, we saw them. We saw their OTA practice Thursday, which was their last one they had. Then they broke for the Memorial Day weekend. Everybody got out of there Thursday night. They're back today, and they'll practice today. They'll resume OTAs 3 more this week. We'll get out there again Thursday to watch them. But I tell you, there's great intensity to their practices. You guys will not be saying camp cupcake this year. They get after it. And, they run in between. It's one of those things where they, the guys on the sideline when the offense is 11 on 11, or not 11 on 11, 11 against air, and the first team runs some plays, second team runs some plays, and then the backups who don't run plays sprint up to where the other two units are. So they run a lot. They for no pads, they don't take it easy on each other. It's pretty legitimate football once they go 11 on 11.
Mike, if you had to boil it down to one reason and one reason only, why was Brandon McManus cut?
That's hard to do with one reason, because there were multiple reasons.
What was the biggest?
The biggest, I think, was probably out with the old, in with the new type of wanting a culture change with the team. It's got to be bigger than money, and money was a factor. There's no doubt he was non-guaranteed, 3.75. But that type of decision, if money was the number one reason, it would have happened in mid-March. Didn't happen in mid-March. It happened at the start of OTAs. McManus, as you know, is one of those guys, tried and true union guys. He's the union rep. And he was trying to follow along with the union edict to not participate in phase one and phase two of the off season. You work out on your own if you want to. It is voluntary. And, I just think maybe you'd never get the Broncos to admit that, because, you cannot use that as an excuse to cut a guy. But that the whole scenario right there, I think, is one reason why, one reason why he's not here.
Mike, you talked about the culture change. I know they haven't given you guys a lot of access over there, but what have you seen? Have you seen a change of culture? Have you seen a change of attitude? Is there anything that you can put your finger on that would give us some insight into what's going on over there at Dove Valley right now?
You don't necessarily see it, but you hear it. When they had the March for Peace, that Justin Simmons kind of organizes with Nashara and Ray Ray. Bassey was there, Samaje Perine was there, and Christian Parker, the defensive backs coach was there, and they and I approached all of them to talk some football. It's one reason why I went is because, you know, the access is so limited. None of those guys would talk, and they did talk before they got into camp, Sean Payton, but all of them declined to speak. You know, after, and this was after the march, all of them declined the speech. So, and Lloyd Cushenberry kind of talked like that when he had his community event. So all these guys have kind of bought into the, you know, coach's desire to not say much, to not talk much. He wants to control the narrative. He wants to be the voice of the team. And it's why talk? Why talk in May unless we absolutely have to just get out there and work? That's kind of where this team is.
All right, Mike, man, we appreciate you, buddy. Have a great day.
All right. You got it, guys.
There he goes, Mike Kliss, who I took from what he said is Nuggets in six. He said he thinks that he'd grab a couple. Okay. He's got Nuggets in six. Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline.